What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Mick.
All right, dude. How were your past week? Let's see. We didn't really have any football. We had the Pro Bowl, though.
Ooh, that was a fucking Pro Bowl.
Very thrilling.
I watched that. Bro, it wasn't even the Pro Bowl is usually boring, but at least they do the dodgeball and stuff like that. That's fun. This year, we didn't even have that. It was pretty. I wonder how many people actually sat through and watched them play Madden.
A very minimal amount of people.
Hey, probably like a bunch of kids did.
You know, I just realized something. Jerry predicted at the beginning of the season Kyler Murray was going to be MVP. Kyler Murray was Pro Bowl MVP. So, bro, he's on pace.
We made it.
There's something there, dude. There's something there.
On the mental. Right.
So we have some pretty shocking NFL news. Because, like, I'm not going to lie. I knew Stafford was going to get traded quick. And then when I saw the report that doesn't happen before the Super Bowl, I was like, damn, you know, that's pretty fucking quick. I didn't think it was going to be that quick. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Saturday at 11 p.m., news came in that the Los Angeles Rams traded for him for 2 first-round picks, a third-round pick, and quarterback Jared Goff. Who do you think won this trade, and did the Rams overpay for the 32-year-old quarterback?
Yeah, they overpaid.
The Lions committed highway robbery.
Do you think so?
100%. It's just like if you're in the mentality of like a rebuild, because that's obviously what they're trying to do here, especially with like the new GM, the new coach, blah 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 blah. So, you know, like just being able to kind of get this quarterback that hasn't worked because it's your fault, right? He's a great talent, but just, you know, it's your fault, right? And then you're able to flip the 32-year-old. For 2 first-round picks and another quarterback that's just like kind of a placeholder almost, right? I think you won them.
I don't know. Like I told you before, I think the Rams, like long-term, the Lions won. But like right now, like in order to win, the Rams won. Because you don't think it's
that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Obviously, it depends on what they do with the first-round picks. Obviously, that's something that plays into this. But for me, I think the Rams are literally genuinely thinking Matthew Stafford brings them a Super Bowl. And if he does, that's a 32nd first round pick. It's pretty much a second round pick. So it's like they didn't really give up that much. And in that sense, then I think they're winning. They genuinely think that the difference between them winning a Super Bowl and them not winning it was Jared Goff, which is saying a lot. And you got to think they won a playoff game this year with a one-handed Jared Goff. And then in the second game, if they had a better quarterback, they probably could have done something. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think I think Matthew Stafford is an upgrade, of course. Like, I'm not denying that. But I don't think it's like an end-all be-all. Like, I don't see a Super Bowl coming out of it. I mean, they could prove me wrong.
I think at least the Super Bowl berth in the next 2 years.
Yeah, maybe. But it's like, if it doesn't happen, if your team goes to shit, then what do you do now? You know what I mean? You don't have fucking first-round picks for the next, 3 years.
And the thing is, they're in such a competitive division. This immediately makes them one of the top three teams in the division. I'm saying this: the 49ers are one of the top three teams. I don't have an order for these teams because I think we have to see them at the start of next season and then make that judgment. Because I think the 49ers and them are going to be the two best teams in the division next year. I think with a healthy Jimmy G or with a healthy other quarterback, they're going to be back to where they're at with Nick Bosa back next year. I think the Rams are going to have that number one defense with now a Matthew Stafford, who's not going to cough the ball up whenever they're in a game and they need to make a play. And then I think the Seahawks are kind of on the way down and collapsing. And the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals are probably just going to be like a 9 or 8 win team, 8 win team again.
Yeah, it pisses me off, like the Cardinals, because they're so young. That's why they're like not succeeding. But it's like, I mean, whatever. The Cardinals are their own issue. The Seahawks are their own issue.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just, I feel like if this team was in any other division, then maybe, yeah, it could probably generate a Super Bowl berth. But it's so tough, bro. You're in the toughest division. It's so rough. But let's see what happens. I'm actually excited for Jared Goff. Because I don't know if you saw that tweet where he was like, oh, I'm finally in a place like where they want me, something along those lines, right? I'm like, oh, that's good. Like, I never want to see someone fail. You know what I mean?
Well, so it's like, no. I think it's really stupid if the Lions draft the quarterback this year. I think it's the stupidest thing they could do. Because you already have so much money tied up in a quarterback, like build the team around Jared Goff. And
what
then
pick do they have in the
I think it's the seventh.
The seventh.
I know that was constantly the team that they said that we were gonna trade with. Yeah, because the Eagles are six. They're seven. That was constantly the team that everyone said was gonna trade up to draft Justin Fields, like with the Dolphins pick.
Yeah. I mean you're in a good spot. I mean, if Penny Swell drops to seven, of course. If Devontae Smith drops to seven, of course. Like, you're in a good spot. Yeah, you help him, and you're surrounding him.
Like by the time his contract's up, you're gonna be able to find like either you can draft one at that point, or he's done good enough where you can move on with him. That's the way I feel about this. How do you guys feel?
I mean, I like it. It's just like I always think it's like maybe you know like maybe he just didn't work in Sean McVay's system. I mean, obviously he did once. It went to the Super Bowl, but like. I don't know. I guess the team went on a decline, or like he did, or I don't know. There's probably like some internal issue we don't understand. Yeah. I mean, but I'm glad that like Dan Campbell, like I read that he was like the main perpetrator here to go get him.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a connection between the two. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not 100% sure what it is. I don't know if they had something to do in college or if he was previously associated with the Rams, but. I mean, that's good. I'm glad somebody believes in the guy. Again, like I said earlier, I don't ever want to see anybody fail. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And Nick, what are your thoughts?
Oh, pretty much the same way you said that, like the, what the Lions should do. Sorry. I was looking at the notes. I was confused. I really don't think I saw somewhere before we started that like, oh, the Lions should take this. Just say took a quarterback and do like what the Eagles did. I'm like, that didn't work out for the fucking Eagles. So why would you do that?
Fucking Eagles.
Yeah. Like you just write out Jared Goff. If it works, good. If it doesn't, well, you'll see what happens.
You have a couple first round picks to fix it.
Wait. What do you mean? Do what the Eagles did? Are you talking about like with Carson Wentz,
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah,
that's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
That just creates like Jared Goff's already going in a situation where he pretty much knows that he's like a transition guy. He's not really the quarterback of the future for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
So just adding extra pressure is probably just going to make him play worse, not better. Kind of makes no sense.
I mean, exactly. Like, I mean, he must go in thinking, like what you said, like thinking he's like the temporary guy, he's the placeholder. And maybe if he balls out, then
so maybe he comes out and throws 50 touchdowns. Who knows? But like, I don't know, man. It's just. Whenever they needed him to make a play this year, he was nowhere the fuck to be found. Because like in the Dolphins game specifically, like I can tell you, they were moving the ball between the 20-yard lines like at ease. And then every time they fucking got in the end, like in the end zone or were like about to score, he turned the ball over. He had three picks. That's what lost him that game. Because we should have lost that game. Tua was barely on the field. The Dolphins only had 8 first downs. Kind of ridiculous. Kind of stupid. Right? So I can understand why McVay was kind of frustrated with Goff at this point. But he's done it before. He's led a team to the Super Bowl. So I can understand why there's still some hope there for the Lions. Either way, I think the Rams win the trade at this point in time.
Yeah.
All right. So after the trade like was completed, reports surfaced that Stafford only had one team that he did not want to get traded to. It was the New England Patriots. Why do you think this was? And do you think Stafford's the only quarterback who is avoiding the Patriots?
Probably like, for Matt Patricia.
Strictly Matt Patricia.
You think it's 100% of that? Like, you don't think it has anything to do with the lack of weapons there? You don't think it has to do with the fact that your number one weapon is going to be N'Keal Harry?
Hey, don't disrespect N'Keal Harry, number 15, 32nd overall pick of the 2018 draft.
Number 15 in the field, number one in my heart, you know what I mean?
Number one in my heart.
Disrespect. It could be like, yeah, they don't have any weapons. Like, maybe they, like, you never know what happens in the draft, but mostly it was for Matt Patricia.
I believe it's specifically Matt Patricia.
Damn, there's like no doubt in your mind that's 100% because you just wanted to avoid him. I don't know, man. I mean, like, I believe that. Like, I would not doubt it if that was the case. But I don't
think. When you hear people talk about that team, when you hear people talk about the teams that he's coached and stuff like that, you hear with Darius Slay. Don't you remember all the bullshit that came out last year?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's a good point.
You just wanted to get out of there.
Also, some things I forgot to mention about Stafford in the last thing to make him like, because I think he's actually becoming underrated lately. Man,
okay.
He's only had 11 100-yard rushers in his career. Like, he's only played with guys who, in a game, like not in a season, in a game. He's only had 11 games with an 100-yard rusher. All right. And then he's only played with one top 10 defense, and that's the year he went to the playoffs. And they were robbed in that playoff game. I don't want to hear it from anybody. All right? So, like, I'm just saying.
I think the problem with Stafford is that everybody thought he was so underrated that he became overrated.
No.
And then hear me out. And then now, since he was so underrated that he's overrated, he's going to go back to being under. It's just an endless chain here.
It's an endless chain.
I love the guy. But once everybody says he's so underrated, bro, he's not underrated anymore.
He's underrated. Because, like, top 10. You barely hear him in, like, top 10 quarterback list. When I think he definitely is a top 10. He's, like, for sure a top 10. And I think next year with McVay in that system, he could be a top 5.
That's the top 10.
No. He has that talent. I believe in him. Him with Bobby Trees and Cooper Kupp and Cam Akers, the badass, dude. I'm ready.
I like that Cam Akers guy. So.
Either way, I am. I think there's some quarterbacks that don't want to go to the Patriots. I don't think he's the only one. I don't think it has anything to do with Patricia. I think maybe in his specific case, it had to do with Patricia. But I think there's some quarterbacks who are just like, there's no benefit for them to go to the Patriots. Because, like, they don't have weapons. Right, if they don't win like 10 games, they're automatically going to be labeled like trash because Brady would do it. So, like, you get me? Like, just that overlooming like legacy of Brady just hurts. Like, just people don't want to follow that up. You get me? I think they're genuinely just going to have to draft a quarterback so that way he has no choice. Draft a good quarterback.
They're probably going to end up with like Trey Lance or something like that.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. I mean, I think that's what they're going to have to do. That's the only option. And then...
Probably.
And other news. Tua, quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. One of my favorite players in the NFL. Got to give him a shout out. He went on the Rich Eisen show today. And then... Wait, give me a second. And then Rich Eisen asked him about possibly being involved in a trade for Deshaun Watson. And his response was that he wasn't 100% sure, but he's like... It's out of his control, pretty much. So, like, he's not really too stressed about it. He's not too worried about it. So, first of all, I want to ask you guys, like, what do you think of his response? Because I actually sat down and watched the whole interview. Not going to lie, there was a question there that kind of made Rich Eisen come off as a dick. But what did you guys think about his response?
What was the question?
I mean,
there you go.
What was his response?
No, I'm saying, what was the question that made him sound like a dick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He pretty much came out and said, he's like, oh, I was going to buy a Tua Dolphins jersey this offseason, but now I'm not too sure. And I'm like, damn, you're kind of a fucking asshole.
I thought you were talking about Tua.
No. Rich Eisen.
Yeah, but Rich Eisen's like that. Like, he's fucking like that.
Don't like him. We like Pat McAfee here.
I think it's pretty funny. I mean, yeah. What else do you want me to say? I don't see it at all. Because I genuinely believe, I feel like there's like this looming like image of Tua that's just like nobody really believes in him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like that kind of like lingers around the league. So I feel like the Dolphins are just gonna be quote unquote stuck with him. That's not like a bad thing or anything. Like, they're just gonna keep their quarterback that they drafted fifth overall.
I think he's gonna come out and ball out next year. All right, Nick, continue. I think he's a ball out. Your thoughts?
I think he's gonna be like. Oh, fuck. I had a comparison, but I forgot. But I don't think he's going to ball out next year. He's going to play better. But, like, I think give him, like, 2 or 3 seasons, he'll be, like, that guy. But
I genuinely think he's going to bounce back stronger. He came out and said in that interview, too, that, like, his rookie season didn't meet his expectations for himself. He obviously sets very high expectations for himself. And he expects himself to do better. And it was kind of disappointing. So I think he's going to put in that work. Like, I've mentioned a couple of times on this podcast before. Like, this whole offseason, he was just working on rehabbing his hip. He wasn't really putting any work in to get better. He was just trying to get back to 100%. I think this offseason is probably going to make a huge difference for him, especially since, like, he has all this time. I think next year, the Dolphins are going to be in the playoffs. I think we're going to win the division. All right? Josh Allen, get out of here.
We're not winning the division. Oh, my God.
We're winning the division. You can't say we. You always say that you hate the Dolphins. Get out of here.
When I say we, I'm saying, like, the Dolphins.
No.
We're going to win. So.
But you can't claim
wins your own. You know why? We have Brian Flores, B-Flow. And you know, he pulled a five-head move. And, like, this year with the combine and everything like that, since it's all, I mean, with COVID and everything like that, the combine isn't going to be in person. So you're not really going to be able to see these guys like actually like in person that often. Brian Flores coached the All-American Seniors game or whatever the hell it is, where like for the kids that are going into the NFL, they get to like play there, and he coached one of the teams. So he got to work with all these rookies, like all these upcoming rookies, like on a first-hand basis. I think, bro, we're about to see some big plays. I'm excited. All right. And also, like, I just want to add one more topic that isn't on that list. So before trading for Matthew Stafford, the Rams inquired with the Packers about Aaron Rodgers. The Packers said, there's no way we're trading him and he's staying here. Do you think there's a chance that Aaron Rodgers gets traded this offseason?
Probably.
I mean, you always hear these comments everywhere. Don't you remember when the Jets GM and said that Jamal Adams is a Jet for life and stuff like that? You always hear those comments. But with Aaron Rodgers specifically, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see it happening in this situation. There's another situation that's going on right now where the GM came out and said he's a Texan for life, that I think he's going to get traded this offseason.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys both think that Deshaun Watson gets traded this offseason?
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
What team? I have no idea anymore, but I for sure gets traded.
I don't think it's going to be the Dolphins. I think Tua will be the starter week one. And I think Deshaun Watson's probably going to end up being a Jet. I think that's the outcome.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, he goes from one poverty franchise to another. But whatever. At least he has a good, better coach than Gase. That's the only benefit I could see there.
It's just so dumb. It pisses me off. Like, why would you go to the Jets?
All right. So, it's time. It's the biggest game of the year. This is probably going to be the highest rated TV program of the entire year.
The football championship?
The Pro Bowl?
Yeah, bro. The
Madden NBA
Pro
Finals?
The Madden one, bro. All right. So the Super Bowl this year is a very exciting matchup. I've seen a lot of people say that this is the most exciting Super Bowl matchup pretty much of all time. It's the GOAT. Yes. Listen to this premise. It's because it's the GOAT versus baby GOAT. All right. Buccaneers versus Kansas City. First of all, I just want you guys to make your picks, and then we'll go a little bit more in depth with this. What do you guys think?
I'm choosing Kansas City.
I think the Tampa Bay.
I'm going KC. I have to.
Hell yeah.
All right. So then this is something that I saw First Take talking about the other day, and this is something that I think makes a lot of sense. All right? If Mahomes loses the Super Bowl, he can never surpass. Yeah, it makes 100% sense. He can never surpass Brady. It makes perfect sense. How does it not make sense? He literally lost to him head-to-head, and the guy's literally out of his prime. How does that not make sense?
Tom Brady lost to Eli fucking Manning, who no one agrees is a Hall of Famer.
Twice. And okay, so you think Eli Manning was being called baby goat?
No, but I'm saying he can't
is Eli Manning in the conversation for greatest quarterback all time?
No, but you can't call Mahomes not the greatest of all time. Yeah, you can't. He loses his first Super Bowl while Tom Brady lost to Eli Manning twice and fucking Nick Foles.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I get where that would make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
But like,
I think it makes sense.
But it's like it's like stupid.
I don't think so.
Like,
it's like I understand. It's like if LeBron lost the finals to Jordan, but like he has, so I can make the argument that LeBron's still the GOAT. But if LeBron had beat for Jordan in the finals, then there's no argument that they can make where like I would accept that Jordan is the GOAT. So you guys don't agree with that statement?
No, I think it's dumb. No.
I think it makes perfect sense. How does it not make sense?
Because I don't like it. How do you doubt a man's career off of one game? I get it's like not just one fucking random game. Like, I get the point that is being made. I just don't think it would affect his overall career as a whole. If Mahomes ends with like fucking 8 rings and 100,000 yards, but he lost to Brady, like, shut up. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
first of all, it's very unlikely that he ends with 8 rings.
Oh, yeah. So, but do you understand
where he could probably surpass him if he lost this game?
But do you understand what I mean? Like, I believe Mahomes has the potential to put up substantial numbers and to legitimately break records in the league. And if he manages to do all that by the end of his tenure, but oh, he lost to Brady, like, that's just fucking stupid.
All right. But look, okay. The chance of anybody winning more rings than Brady, if he wins this one, is very low. All right. So yes. If Mahomes does get the 8, then you can make an argument. All right? But let's say, bro, Brady went to fucking 10 Super Bowls. No one's fucking goes to 10 Super Bowls. So it's very unlikely he's even going to go to 10. Right? So let's say he loses this one and he ends with like 2 or 3. You can't make the argument there. There's no argument to be made. But if he wins this one and ends with 2 or 3, you can make the fucking argument.
I probably still wouldn't. I mean, it's so hard for me to predict the arguments I'm going to make in like 10 years. You know what I mean?
What, predict right now.
Oh, shit. But you know what I mean? It's like,
I mean, in a couple of years, Tua's going to throw his name into the GOAT conversation, and then we're all going to laugh about it. And then, you know.
Tua's going to be the Johnny Manziel of the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. Okay, at least we have a Johnny Manziel, and we're not stuck with Taysom Hill. Get out of here.
You really want Johnny Manziel?
I like really Johnny Manziel.
Money Manziel.
I liked him when he was in the NFL, and I still do. Let's go.
He did great things for Cleveland.
All right. So, you know, I've been seeing a lot of things about betting odds going around. If you guys had to place money on who scores the first touchdown in the game, who would it be?
I'm saying I got you right here. I got you right here.
I got another bet. What color is Kelsey. A Gatorade I'm just saying you're poor.
Kelsey, I think, is the one to go. I think Kelsey's going to score the first
touchdown. I think it's going to be Tyreek.
Nah, I was thinking the Bucks. I was thinking it'd be like Chris Godwin.
Well, like thing I saw was Evans versus Kelsey, and I was just like, bro, it's Kelsey all day. No, right, it's just like,
Chiefs, it's gonna be Tyreek. If it's the Bucks, it's gonna be Rojo.
Ooh, that's valid.
That's a good point.
Or Tom Brady with a QB sneak. You never know.
Oh, the greatest QB sneaker of all time.
You know what makes me happy is that each team has a player from LSU. So an LSU Tigers winning the Super Bowl. That makes my heart warm.
Oh, you know what the best part about the Super Bowl is? AB and Le'Veon Bell are on both opposite sides.
You don't understand how many times I fucking heard that on Twitter. I 100% know,
It's so funny. I love it.
Everyone's like, "Oh, look at this! Steelers fans must be so upset. Like,
where's Big Ben?"
All I'm saying is, bro. Right. Last week, you know, in the championship games, AB, Le'Veon Bell had the same amount of yards as Ben. So, I don't really give a fuck. if they were like active contributors to these teams, if these guys were active contributors, AB is an active contributor. I mean, is he gonna play? Like, he still got the knee injury, so like you know what I mean. If they were like the prime contributors to these teams, then yeah, maybe I'd be a little upset. But
I don't know. AB was a pretty big part of their. Their second round winner. I forgot who it was. Oh, it was the Saints. He had a touchdown, didn't he? I think against the team,
I know he did against Washington. I don't know if he did.
Oh wait, no, I don't think he. But did he play against the Saints?
I don't think he played against the Saints. No.
He didn't play against the Packers. He played against the Saints.
Yeah, I know he didn't play against the Packers.
All right. I mean, either way. So what are you guys' expectations for this game? Like, do you guys think it's going to be a boring game? Do you think it's going to be a blowout? What do you guys think?
You know,
or like a shootout?
You know what ruins? Like I'm excited for the game because it's a Super Bowl. But I was telling somebody this. I think at work. What kind of ruins the game for me is that this matchup already... No, shut up. Is that this matchup has already happened in the same place and everything. You know what I mean? Like the Chiefs have played the Bucks, like, in Tampa Bay. Like, it's like...
And the Chiefs like, it's pretty not, much dominated the game.
Exactly. So it's like I kind of know how it's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, but I'm still excited for it. Whatever. I mean, I feel like maybe they're gonna come with their dicks out, the Bucks. I hope they do. Cause I don't know. I think it'd be cool for Brady to win a 7th ring. Kind of prove everybody wrong. I saw this one thing where it was just like, you know how it's like the first they're the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And someone was like, it would be Brady. I'm like, yeah, like it would be, right? You know what I mean? Like,
it's pretty cool.
Like, I think it's cool. I love my boy Mike Evans. He's been disrespected too long. I hope he wins the ring. That makes my heart happy.
That's right.
I do.
Did you see the soundbite of Mike Evans, like when they won the championship game at the conference? And then they're like, "Oh my!" They're like talking to Mike, "Oh, like go to the stage, like the stage, like sorry, I'm new to this shit. And like, he's like, it was just so funny because he was about to go to the locker room and just call it a day. He's like, no, dude, go to confetti. He's like, oh, confetti.
I don't know. Like, I think it's cool. I'm excited for the game, but it'll probably be a much more thrilling game than I believe they played against each other week 9. Than that game. I believe this one's gonna be way more exciting. If it's not, that fucking sucks. I just hope it's not a blowout. That's it.
I just hope that no players, like good players, like key players, get on like the COVID list or whatever.
Oh, because no, bro. Oh, no, dude. Nobody's missing the fucking Super Bowl. I'd lock myself in my fucking bathroom for fucking 3 weeks to not miss the Super Bowl.
T.O. Because he played in the Super Bowl with a broken bone in his foot.
Because they were saying that, like, if like anyone like failed the exam, like even like yesterday, like they like, because you know, there's like a certain like protocol where, like, oh, for example, you test positive today, you have 3 days to. No, it's like, oh, if you test positive once, like even if it's like a week before, like you're done, you're not going, no matter what.
I saw that a couple guys on the Chiefs tested positive. I think it was DeMarcus Robinson and someone else.
Nice.
Yeah. So the reason I asked you guys, like, whether you guys think this game's gonna be a shootout or like a boring game or whatever, is because the over-under set at 56.5 points, which is pretty high. So would you guys bet over or under?
What was it again? I'm sorry, I did not hear the number.
56.5.
Under, bro. It's not going to fucking... There's over. No way.
Bro, you always go over. You always go over. Fact.
I got it. I probably want to over.
Just because I think the game's gonna be a shootout, but I can understand why you could bet under. It's
you want to get into some real Super Bowl betting?
What color is gonna be the fucking Gatorade that they pour on the coach when they win?
Orange.
I'm thinking purple.
I'm betting on red, bro. Dude, it's red on red team.
No, I bet on red there, but they didn't have orange. But I just have a feeling it's gonna be orange.
Nah, it's gonna be purple.
Dude, I think purple apparently like- they've never had red Gatorade at a Super Bowl.
I don't believe that.
That's what Vegas is.
You mean to tell me they've had purple before they've had red?
Maybe the winning teams have never had red because that's what the bettors have seen. You get me? So
who had purple?
I know they've had purple. They've had blue. They've had green. They've had clear.
They've had purple though.
They've had fucking clear before red.
Yeah, maybe the Ravens had it on purple. Like, I don't know. If I was a team like that, I'd probably get like the color that corresponds to my team.
Yeah, you would think so, but the Patriots got clear, so like it's like
clear is one of the like there's kind of one of their colors. Yeah, I mean, the color is white. So I was like,
yeah, it's like one of their colors almost. Like,
I want to see who got purple because I'm curious. It could be the Ravens. That's very valid.
Red has to have won the Super Bowl. That's crazy. That's crazy that team has never won the Super Bowl with red. Maybe they just never like. Maybe they have multiple jugs of Gatorade, and then just the one that they
and
poured,
then the one that we've seen is never red. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There's a list. There's an actual list that shows every color in like the Super Bowl.
This is important. This is important. Okay.
Of course. Okay, I'm a first time purple. It was the Giants.
The Giants.
Is that the only one that had purple, or was it the Ravens?
That's still and the Tampa Bay Bucks in 2003. The Ravens.
Fascinating.
When the Ravens won in 2001, they had yellow. And when they won again, they didn't have any. None.
What do you mean?
It says
they
none.
Didn't
right?
They didn't do the Gatorade? Shit.
There's a lot. There's a lot. 2019, 2017.
Was last year orange? I believe so, right?
Yeah, the Chiefs was orange, yeah.
The Chiefs was orange.
2017, 2013, and 2004 and 2002 had no Gatorade.
All right, so before we move on to the NBA.
The Steelers was clear. Sorry, I'm just fascinated by these colors.
It's okay. Before we move on to the NBA, I got one more question. Heads or tails?
06.
Tails never fails, baby.
Tails.
Tails never fails.
All right, just because you guys took tails, I'm going to take heads. What is it? I'm not really 100% sure, but I know that they bet on that.
We're betting on the flip?
Tails,
baby. Tails, baby. Tails,
yeah. Yeah, you guys both bet on tails. I mean, I don't know why you guys...
Do you think the national anthem will be over or under 2 minutes?
It's a duet. It has to be over.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's Eric Church. Who is Eric Church?
Eric Church, yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes under, though. I'm not going to count. I would not be surprised if it goes under.
All right. We've given you guys our betting picks. So, like, you guys better go out there and make a bunch of fucking money. And we're fucking should be liable for some of it, in my opinion.
I get 13%.
Packers had orange. That's so right. Weird.
So, moving on, we got to talk about the NBA now. We're almost in full NBA season. This is going to become an NBA podcast pretty soon. So, starting off, let's talk about our hometown Miami Heat. They're 7-13 right now. Not the fucking fire start we wanted after making a finals appearance. But they just lost to Charlotte Hornets right now. Literally just finishing that game. Are you concerned about their slow start? And do you think they are still in play to make a run at the finals?
The finals? Absolutely not.
I think... Continue.
I do want to clarify this. I've been seeing this a lot on Twitter. Our finals run last year was not a fucking fluke. I hate people who say that. It's pissing me off. It was not a fluke. It wasn't like a one-time luck thing. You don't beat three teams in a series of seven and call it a fluke. Like,
yeah, I hate those people that say that we had like an easy like schedules to make we beat the best team in the NBA. Beat the Bucks. It makes no sense. We got like an easy path to the finals. What they say.
We almost swept the team with the best record in the league. Like how do you say that?
I don't understand. I don't understand that argument. It makes no sense to me.
Ooh, right. We did really good against the Celtics, and we got two games on the fucking Lakers. Like I don't get that. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't understand the fluke talk. That makes no sense to me. I agree with you. Like no, like even if we fucking like missed the playoffs last year, was not a fucking fluke. This is a different team.
Fucking fluke.
Real quick, because I just saw this right now.
Go ahead. Is that Stafford? Getter?
Oh. No, it's about it's Matthew Stafford. He was almost a Panther.
Yeah,
the Panthers are willing to give up all. I actually think the Panthers might do the Deshaun Watson thing since they couldn't get Stafford.
I think that'd be a good trade. The Panthers were waiting for like medical records to like be sent from Detroit, and then the Rams just came in and swooped like with a more aggressive offer.
Yeah, they offered two first round picks, and no one else offered two. Everyone else just offered one with like other things.
That's wild.
But like I personally think the ceiling for the team right now is the conference finals. I think if we get everything back together, I think we can make a conference finals. I think we need to make if we're gonna make it past that.
I have not been too caught up, but to what I understand, there's a lot of injuries, there's a lot of COVID nonsense going on.
They all came back today. Yeah,
We've been sending a G League team out there for like a while, so that's what I've understood. But
yeah,
I mean, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Just low seed, like again, like kind of what we did last year, where we were the fifth seed. I wouldn't be surprised, like a sixth or seventh seed. I don't have too high expectations, but I think they'll just pick it up.
All right. So going back, like I think like no matter what, our finals run was not a fluke. I think that's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life. Me personally, I think Boston's coming out of the East. I don't know why. I just have a feeling. I hate Boston.
You're valid.
I just think that's going to be the play this year. I don't think the Nets are going to do it. I think the Nets can't stop a parked car. Like after seeing like what the fuck they did to the fucking Wizards the other day, I'm a Wizards fan. I'm not really rooting for them this season because I'm not a Russell Westbrook fan. But bro, the Wizards fucking did it, and like that shit, they gave up 149 points. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. But I think it's gonna be Heat versus Celtics in the conference finals again, and the Celtics take this one if we don't make any moves. All right, I think if we get JaVale McGee, that can make a pretty big difference because that gives us a 7-footer who can rebound. And I think if we do pull the trigger and trade for Beal, then I think that puts us in the finals. I think that would make us the best team in the East.
Right now, I think at the current moment, not considering any trades, whatever, I think we're a 7th seed that makes it to the semifinals and loses.
I don't know. I think we'll probably find our way back to the 5th seed. We're not that far off. I know the last two teams in the East, I think it's the Hornets and the Cavs, are not going to make the fucking playoffs. All right? I love Sexland. They're hilarious. They're not going to make the fucking playoffs, all right? I'm willing to bet money on that. That is the one team I'm willing to bet money that is not going to make the playoffs.
I think it'd be the Cavs over the Hornets. I don't know. The Hornets kind of look a little nice right now. I like it.
I think the Hornets have a better chance than the Cavs, but I think the Cavs are definitely not going to make it. The Hawks need to fucking put their shit together because I know a lot of people have them.
Dude, the Hawks need to pick it up, bro. Dude, that's the team I'm like excited for. I like rooting for them.
So yeah, I think the Heat are gonna. I'm not concerned at all right now because like this is the first time they all came back from COVID, and like Jimmy lost 12 pounds due to COVID. Avery Bradley was out for like 3 weeks with COVID, the same amount of time as Jimmy. And Dragic just came back tonight too. So they're just all getting back in the rhythm. They're all a little bit rusty. Gabe Vincent, thank God, is no longer getting minutes. And Strus should go back to the bench. He should not be on the loose anymore.
So. I hate Gabe Vincent. I think he's such a bum.
Oh my God. If I could be any NBA player, I think it's Gabe Vincent.
Be Gabe Vincent.
I think that is the play. All right. So the Raptors are 8-12 on the season, right? They're usually an Eastern Conference powerhouse, similar to the Heat. Which team do you think is more likely to bounce back this season between us and the Raptors?
Us.
I think, go ahead. Oh, well, I'm just going to say, I think both teams are going to bounce back, but I do think we're the more likely one because I think we just have a better team than them this season.
Yeah.
Valid.
Yeah. I was literally going to just say we had the better team.
Yeah, I just think we have the better team this season. I think Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol were pretty big losses for them. Yeah. Like bigger than a lot of people thought. So I think that's the play. I think Bam and I trust Bam and Jimmy more than I trust Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam, who only has one move in his arsenal. All right, he has that spin. All right, Pascal. So like we mentioned before, the Nets lost to the Wizards on Sunday night. Bro, this game, I don't know. I know you guys probably didn't watch it, but it was pretty fucking insane. The Wizards were down by six.
They were down by five,
going like with 15 seconds left. Bradley Beal pulls up, shoots a three, right? So they're only down two. Then Joe Harris, for some fucking reason, does not look when he's inbounding the ball and just throws it away to a Wizards player who passes it to Russell Westbrook, who makes the three. So they went up one, and that's how they won the game.
Yeah, pretty much crazy. The clip right now.
Yeah, they gave up 149 points. What do you think they need to do to fix your defensive problems?
I want to say a little fun fact that I just kind of read on ESPN right now. I'm pretty sure you've seen it, where it's like the Nets, after acquiring Harden, have a 122.6 offensive rating, the best in the league, and also have 119.9 defensive rating, the worst in the league. I just think that's really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like you said, they can't stop a fucking parked car. damn, like, I haven't been paying attention to them. That's really what are their big problems defensively? Besides, I just assume it's a mesh of chemistry that's like.
No. Let's get into this. They can't fucking stop anybody. The game, because the Wizards have a very similar problem, which is why they only have four wins this season. They don't fucking play defense. It looks like the Nets are just doing the same shit. They don't I can't pin it down on any one thing. They just don't have anybody in their team that's like that's good at defense, which is why it was stupid to do that trade for Harden and get rid of Jared Allen and get rid of these guys who Jared Allen at least is a good rim protector. But like I thought it was fucking stupid. You already had a good offense. Why are you going to double down on your offense and then fucking hurt your defense?
Sacrifice your defense.
So me personally, I know that they're in the run for JaVale McGee. I hope they don't, because I want him to come to the Heat. But I know they're trying to, they also signed the Iman Shumpert, who's a pretty good wing defender. It's a
they
pretty
did
good,
do the,
good move.
Right. Holy Nets, fuck, I forgot he's still in the league.
He is still in the league. That's crazy, right?
He's in the league now because of the Nets. Wasn't really. But yeah, I think they just need to like find signings like that, guys who are good wing defenders. And just help him out a little bit, because Kyrie's a liability on defense. Harden's a liability on defense on the wing until he gets into the post, and he's a pretty decent one. And then KD on the Warriors was a pretty good defender. I'll give him that. But in Oklahoma, he was pretty fucking garbage. And here, does not look like he's making the same impact. But going back on KD, the man is averaging 30 points a game.
Jesus.
Off an Achilles injury. Got to give him his props. If there was a comeback player of the year in the NBA, he'd get it.
For sure.
100%.
Hey, man, right. I wouldn't be surprised if KD's the MVP. KD's definitely not running, bro, for MVP.
Yeah, he's in that talks. Who do you think the front runner right now?
The front runner right now, to what I've understood,
is Joel Embiid.
It's Joel Embiid. That's what I've
seen. That was it. I think it's LeBron. LeBron has taken the front runner, I think.
Who's
LeBron
that?
Is there. LeBron.
Who?
You know who he is? You know who he is? Who? The kid from Akron?
Oh, Shy from Greatness,
yeah. That guy.
I feel like he's always a frontrunner at one point, and then they just give it to someone else because they don't want to give it to LeBron.
They don't want to give it to him every year.
It's so fucking stupid. He should have so many. He should be the MVP. And I think Jokic is up there. Jokic is up there in the rankings.
What I've understood, it's four. It's Jokic, Embiid, KD and LeBron. That's what I've understood.
And Bam.
Is Bam in the running for MVP?
No, he's not in the running for MVP.
No. I was like, are you shitting me? Do you think this is the year of most improved player? Do you think finally they'll give it to him?
No, I don't think you get it this year because now he's not improving anymore.
Bro,
like,
but
he's
like,
improving, but he's not like not as big as it was last season.
Has
last
no ceiling. The man has no ceiling, bro. You just watch.
Bro, I'm doubting him now. I'm a hater. All right, so I'm actually going to – this isn't in the notes right now, but the Houston Rockets, since trading James Harden, are on a 6-game winning streak.
That's hilarious.
That's great. And they're actually one of the best defenses in the NBA. So I wanted to, take your thoughts on this team. And, do you think the Rockets can make the playoffs? Right now they're in 9th place. I just checked.
Who else is leading in the West? I know that – I feel like there's a team that shouldn't be there. Aren't the Jazz on this tear recently? That's what I've
Jazz are in second place. The Clippers are in first. Lakers. The Grizzlies are the team to fall out. That's it. That's the one.
I was telling Nick this. I was like, you know, the Clippers are on top of the West, bro. I was literally telling them today.
Like, bro, the team was just thinking 2 years ahead, bro. What can we say?
Oh, fuck, bro.
Who's the imposter in the West?
Huh? Yeah, I think it's the Grizzlies 100%. I don't think the Grizzlies will make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think the Rockets are going to make it personally because I think their team of guys who have fought through adversity multiple times. John Wall obviously coming off this injury. He came off. He tore something. I forgot what it was originally. And then rehabbing for that injury, he fell in his house and tore his Achilles. All right. So and he's come back and he's looked unbelievable. Love this guy. All right. DeMarcus Cousins is another guy who's fought back from injury. He's not the same old DeMarcus Cousins that from the Pelicans and the Kings that we love, but he's still a serviceable guy. All right. Then you have Christian Wood, who's one of the most underrated players in the NBA.
Love Christian Wood. I love Christian Wood.
We love that guy. And Victor Oladipo, another guy who's fighting back from injury, trying to find his place in an NBA team. He's kind of an underrated star. I personally did not want him to come.
Who did they acquire recently?
They traded Caris LeVert for him. They literally just did that swap. And then Caris LeVert, speaking of that, Caris LeVert, they found the mass on his kidney and then it actually ended up being cancer, I'm pretty sure. If it wasn't for that trade, he would have had that cancer and not known about it, which is pretty crazy to think about. But let's go back to the Rockets. So you think the Rockets can make the playoffs at 10-9 right now?
Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think the Grizzlies make it. I think there's an imposter right now.
I think they're sus.
Yeah, big sus.
Red looking kind of sus. Sure. What anything's possible. I think anything can happen between now and April. April. Yeah.
So happy to see John Wall. If he makes the playoffs in the West with this team, I think he established himself back into the top 5 NBA point guards. I'm excited.
Oh.
To be top 3.
Top 5 NBA players. What the fuck happened?
I'm glad you can admit that Dame is the best point guard in the league.
He's not the best point guard in the league. He's getting owned by Steph Curry right now. So his team's at 7th and the Trailblazers are at 8th. Get out of here. Get out of here. Mouth. Oh, either way.
Dame called game the other day, bro. It's Dame time.
Oh, really? Because you know who else called game? Klay Thompson and Draymond Green the other day. When they're talking trash about Roddy Magruder.
It's so funny, bro.
Tobias, who's number 1 point guard in the league right now?
It's probably Steph.
I mean, I don't really think I could say anybody else. LeBron. I understand LeBron plays point guard.
He's not a point guard.
He can play every position, so he's the top. He's number 1 in every position.
To be honest, I think it's Ben Simmons.
I mean, this guy can shoot.
Let's move on before we get too crazy.
I think it's Julius Randle, me personally, but
it has to be LaMelo.
All right, so what were your reactions to Klay Thompson and Draymond Green?
I just thought it was funny. That
shit was so fucking funny.
Man was talking all that talk, bro.
I thought it was funny, but it's a little fucked up, especially when it was started by the guy on the Warriors team. And these are two former Heat players and Wayne Ellington and Roddy Magruder. So, they have a soft spot in my heart. The Pistons are probably one of the worst teams in the NBA. They're pretty fucking horrendous right now.
It's a poverty franchise, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of people talk shit about the way Blake Griffin's been playing. I just think, he's just fucking, he's just there to collect the paycheck at this point. He's like, fuck it. I'm not going to make the playoffs with this team. I might as well just have fun, you get me?
Yeah.
So that team's pretty fucking poverty. But apparently a guy in the Warriors talked shit to Wayne Ellington, And both of these guys have obviously known each other for a long time because they played on the Heat together like a couple years ago. So then Ronnie Magruder went up to him after the game to clear up the air. So I feel bad for him, man. I mean, like, it sucks. Like, I feel like they're kind of punching down, which I think is kind of pathetic, in my opinion. Like, I thought it was funny at first, but, like, dude, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green really don't have anything better to do with their time than, like, talk shit about a guy who's, like, working for minutes in the NBA. I think it's kind of stupid.
I mean, obviously, like, I get it. It's just, like, it's like, a little funny.
I get it. But, yeah, it is funny, but it's, like, it's kind of fucked up at the same time. But whatever. Because, you know, like most casual NBA fans know the name Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Casual NBA fans do not know the fucking name Roddy Magruder. Right. Kind of sucks. Yeah. Now they do. Probably.
For the wrong reason.
Yeah. So other than that, I think that's pretty much all we have for you guys today. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter @_EBSports. And click the link in our bios to join the Discord because it's also there. All right. Peace out, guys. Bye.
Peace.
Ciao.